Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 for Exchange Deployments. My name is Peter Lammers. Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 provides a complete monitoring solution for the Exchange environment. By the end of this session, we'll have covered what the Exchange 2003 Management Pack is and how it can help an organization to proactively identify problems as well as how to quickly repair immediate trouble. We will learn what the Exchange 2003 Management Pack can do and how to deploy and configure it. We will also look at monitoring and how it can enable you to identify any issues and quickly deal with them. Finally, we will examine reporting and how it will work in the enterprise to help avoid problems. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we'll explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed out the areas and that may be helpful to be familiar with either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. First, you should be familiar with Microsoft Exchange Server. Today we'll be focusing on Exchange Server 2003. You should have a solid knowledge base of Active Directory terms and concepts. Finally, you should have experience administering and operating either MOM 2000 or 2005. Over the course of this session, we'll cover the following items. First, we'll start by examining the benefits of the Exchange Management Pack, how it is deployed and configured, and the common problems when deploying it. We will also look at a real-world example of the implementation and use of the Exchange Management Pack. Next, we'll look at how monitoring with the Exchange Management Pack works and different ways to configure monitoring based on your environment. Finally, we will review how the Exchange Management Pack can be used to report on your Exchange organization. Let's examine why you'd want to use the Exchange Management Pack. Making sure that Exchange servers are operating reliably is a key objective for daily messaging operations. Monitoring system health is a significant part of daily operations. Monitoring can make sure that the service level agreements, or SLAs, are met, and it lets you detect and address issues in the Exchange organization before they affect user productivity. Monitoring can also help you estimate future demands based on usage patterns and other performance data so that you can prevent possible problems. The Exchange Management Pack extends MOM so that you can monitor Exchange-specific components and services in addition to resources provided by the operating system. This includes monitoring things such as Exchange services, front-end servers, database connection, MAPI logon, SMTP, mailboxes, and mail flow, among others. Not only does the Management Pack integrate with MOM, but also contains specific interfaces, rules, reports, and features that help monitor Exchange 2003 servers. Each service pack for Exchange will update the Exchange Management Pack and keep it current. Knowing the tasks that you can do with the Exchange Management Pack helps you identify opportunities to streamline IT operations in an Exchange 2003 organization. For example, instead of manually monitoring individual servers, you can group them together and monitor all servers that are running Exchange Server 2003. All new Microsoft Management Packs are developed by the group that develops the software. In this case, the Exchange Management Pack was developed by the Exchange team. You benefit from the knowledge and expertise of the Exchange team by using the Exchange Management Pack. The knowledge base included in each Management Pack directs the operator to specific KB articles and fixes for situations. The knowledge base is a key feature of the Exchange Management Pack. It empowers you to be able to quickly resolve issues. Resolving issues quickly results in faster resolution and fewer escalations, saving your company time and money. It's important to take time and plan the deployment of the Exchange Management Pack. Before you start a new installation or upgrade of the Exchange Management Pack, you should perform a planning phase to prepare for the deployment. It is recommended that you document the existing configurations, especially if you are upgrading from Exchange 2000 Management Pack. You should also spend some time evaluating your organization's monitoring requirements and your Exchange organization topology. The planning phase will let you clarify your monitoring goals, understand your performance expectations, define your escalation procedures, and optimize your Exchange Management Pack deployment. You should also secure your monitoring environment by running Internet Information Services, or IIS, lockdown, configuring SSL, verifying that message tracking log shares are locked down, verifying that SMTP directories are on an NTFS file system partition, and verifying that SMTP cannot anonymously relay. You must do this before installation because the Exchange Management Pack will generate alerts for these issues. If you do not secure your environment before the Exchange Management Pack is installed, you will receive alerts when these security configurations are verified. Installing the Exchange Management Pack requires that you first import the Exchange Management Pack. Then you must install the configuration wizard. For more information on installing management packs, please refer to the session TNT 1-112, Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 Technical Overview. After the management pack has been installed, it must be configured, which is now easier than in previous versions. The Exchange Management Pack ships with a configuration wizard to help you with this. The wizard provides a convenient way to configure individual servers running Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 and make sure that they operate smoothly with MOM 2005. There are some issues that may occur when you run the Exchange Management Pack configuration tool. First, you may receive the XMOM8203 alert. This alert occurs if you selected a front-end server as the home for the Mailbox Access Account mailbox. Front-end servers should not be used to store mailboxes. To fix this problem, move the mailbox to a back-end server or disable one or both of the following rules. Check for existence of mailboxes on front-end servers and mailboxes homed in a front-end server. You may also see the Request for the Permission of Type error if you attempt to run the configuration tool from a network map drive. This error is the result of a new security restrictions in the .NET framework to protect your computer and your network. The Exchange Management Pack configuration tool must be installed locally to run. In general, you should use a mailbox access account that is defined in your Exchange Server's resource domain instead of one defined in your user domain for the MAPI logon verification test. By default, the configuration wizard creates mailboxes and user accounts that you use for mail flow tests in the same domain as the Exchange Server that you are monitoring. This can be a problem if, for example, your MOM server and the domain user accounts are in the parent domain, and your Exchange Server that houses your test mailbox is in a child domain. To resolve this, you can delete the users and mailboxes created by the configuration wizard and then manually create the users and mailboxes in the desired domain. You can then run the configuration wizard again using the new accounts. Now let's look at a real-world example of how the Exchange Management Pack was implemented. Microsoft IT is responsible for maintaining more than 150,000 computers worldwide. At the end of the year 2004, Microsoft IT supports 109 servers running Exchange Server 2003 on Windows Server 2003 Enterprise Edition, distributed over 7 locations worldwide. 36 of these servers are mailbox servers hosting more than 86,000 user mailboxes and 101,000 total mailboxes. The corporate email infrastructure at Microsoft as of July 2004 is comprised of global email flow of 3 million messages per day on average, with an average of more than 10 million internet email messages received per day, 20 databases per server with 50 gigabytes maximum database size on new cluster deployments with 200 megabytes per user mailbox limits. Microsoft already used MOM 2005 to monitor the operations of our organization, and now we are ready to add the Exchange Server 2003 Management Pack to enhance our ability to monitor Exchange. During the planning stage, Microsoft IT identified 4 key business needs for early deployment of the Exchange Server 2003 Management Pack. Ensuring rapid realization of benefit. Monitoring and management are the largest cost components of a messaging service, so making those tasks easier can significantly reduce operating costs. Reducing the risk of mailbox server consolidation. During the Exchange Server 2003 deployment, Microsoft IT began a large project to consolidate mailbox servers. A major risk of consolidation is that more users might be impacted by server downtime. Accurate and timely monitoring is crucial to minimize the impact of downtime and to reduce the time needed to restore service when an incident occurs. maintaining the Microsoft Office Outlook 2003 client experience after mailbox server consolidation. Microsoft IT wanted to ensure that Outlook 2003 client availability and client performance would not degrade after mailbox server consolidation. Improving long-term trending and capacity planning. Microsoft IT wanted to increase server availability and improve service levels over the long term. The Exchange Server 2003 Management Pack provides approximately 200 new out-of-the-box rules and a built-in Microsoft knowledge base to monitor and preemptively send alerts about the performance, availability, and security of Exchange Server 2003. Better information facilitates rapid failure detection, reduces time to resolution, and reduces management complexity. The Exchange 2003 Management Pack for MOM 2005 adds a state view that shows health at a glance and a topology view that shows a graphical representation of the environment. It also enables Microsoft IT to monitor the Outlook 2003 client experience in addition to server performance. Microsoft IT can create custom processing rules that address our specific issues that may not be covered by the out-of-the-box rules. For example, the Exchange Internet Email Gateway servers are monitored to check for the expected quantity of email message flow. Too much email message flow may indicate that an email denial of service or DOS or virus attack is underway, while too little email message flow may indicate a gateway server is malfunctioning or is not performing as expected and should be investigated. Customer reports can also be built that supplement the management pack out-of-the-box reports. For example, Microsoft IT monitors trended metrics from a long-term trending database that contains such data as server availability, white space calculations, and total number of messages sent and received. The early deployment of Exchange Server 2003, along with the MOM Management Pack deployment, have together substantially improved messaging management at Microsoft. Better, faster, and more accurate information facilitates rapid detection and resolution of problems in the short term. Over the long term, the Management Pack for Exchange Server 2003 is providing the following solutions to Microsoft IT business needs. The Management Pack makes monitoring and managing Exchange servers easier as soon as it is deployed. The Management Pack provides accurate and timely monitoring to minimize downtime. Better monitoring information about the end-to-end service helps manage the risk created by server consolidation. With Exchange Server 2003 and Outlook 2003, the client experience, measured by RPC errors and round-trip latencies, provides detailed information about communication between the client and Exchange. By using MOM to monitor these client perspective quantities, Microsoft IT was able to determine client availability and client performance after the consolidation of mailbox servers. Thorough monitoring helps server availability in the short term and provides valuable data for improving the infrastructure over the long term. You can define and create your own custom reports to specifically hone in on the data that is most important for managing your environment. The Exchange Server Best Practices Analyzer Management Pack is also available for MOM. The nature of today's messaging environment demands that you deploy Exchange Server as a global solution. Whether you have a single site, several locations spread across the country, or many global offices, keeping track of the individual settings on Exchange Server quickly becomes an impossible task. Running the Exchange Server Best Practices Analyzer, or EXBPA, provides you with the ability to scan the entire Exchange organization for issues like an instance of a server that is down or unreachable, or a service that is not started on a server, or even an Exchange setting that has been changed from the default value. The tool gathers configuration information on the Exchange organization and the Exchange servers from many sources. This information may come from Active Directory, the Service Registry, or the IIS Metabase, among others. Once collected, the tool compares these settings against a set of comprehensive best practices rules, as provided by the Microsoft Exchange development and support teams. Administrators running this tool will get a detailed report listing the recommendations that can be made to the environment to achieve greater performance, scalability, and uptime. By itself, the EXBPA is a great tool for optimizing your Exchange organization, but together with MOM, it is even better. The EXBPA Management Pack can be used to deploy the analyzer on computers running Microsoft Exchange Server 5.5, Exchange 2000 Server, and Exchange Server 2003. Using a timed event, the tool will run automatically on each server and write any identified performance, scalability, and availability issues to the Windows event log. The EXBPA management pack will interpret these events and generate the relevant alerts on the MOM operator console. The management pack automates this scanning by creating two timed event rules. The first rule runs on the MOM management server and collects global organization data from Active Directory. By default, this is scheduled to run once a day at 11:10 p.m. The rule runs a Visual Basic script from MOM, which in turn starts the command line version of the analyzer. The second rule runs the MOM agent on each server and the Exchange Server Best Practices Analyzer server group. This rule collects information from individual servers using a similar scheduled event at 11:20 p.m. every day. This also runs a script using the command line version of the analyzer. Now we will configure the Exchange Management Pack. In this demonstration, we will configure the Exchange Management Pack and configure mail flow monitoring. Let's look at how the Configuration Wizard can configure the rules and scripts used to monitor your environment. The Configuration Wizard can be installed and run from any computer that has Exchange System Manager installed. You must have the Microsoft .NET Framework 1.1 installed for the wizard to work. We'll select the administrative group that contains the Exchange servers we want to configure. The Select Server page presents a list of each of the servers that are members of the first administrative group. The Exchange Server role for each server is also listed. We will only configure these three servers. We can also verify that the selected Exchange servers are available and are being managed by MOM by default. It is highly recommended that you leave this option selected. The default option automatically enables message tracking, front-end monitoring, service monitoring, and creates a test mailbox to monitor server availability. We will use the custom option, which allows us to configure these settings manually. Here we can select which properties we want to configure from the available list of message tracking, front-end monitoring, service monitoring, mailbox availability, and mail flow tests. This feature enables Exchange to audit mail delivery and sending. This data is then used by Exchange Management Pack reports. This feature enables front-end monitoring. This is a list of all the Windows services that are on each of the Exchange servers. By default, the most commonly used Exchange services for Exchange Server will be checked. It is important to not include services that you are not using. Failing to do so will result in instant alerts from MOM informing you that these services are not running. Here we can decide on our mailbox availability monitoring options. These options are per server monitoring, per server, per store monitoring, or no store monitoring at all. So if we want to monitor every mailbox store on our Exchange servers, we must choose the per store monitoring option. We will monitor just every server. By configuring this option, you enable the Exchange Management Pack to carry out a synthetic transition that is designed to send mail from a sending server to one or more mail receiving servers. If the mail is not successfully sent, an alert will be generated. We will select the Seattle EXBE02 server to receive mail flow messages from Seattle DCEX01. It is important to ensure that you plan and test message matrix to give you accurate monitoring of your Exchange infrastructure. Here you can configure the mailbox access account. This account is used by MOM to log into each mailbox to perform the MAPI logon tests, the mobility synthetic logons, and the mail flow tests. For each mailbox store that is to be monitored, the Configuration Wizard will create a mailbox-enabled disabled Windows account. The Configuration Wizard will also set the permissions, granting the mailbox access account the rights that are required to access these mailboxes on each store. The Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard also has the ability to save this configuration in an XML file. This XML file can be modified manually and then used to configure Exchange servers at a later time through a command line version of the tool. We will save the configuration to the desktop as an XML file named exmpconfig. The wizard creates a log file detailing the installation. In the event that errors occur at the management pack wizard is applying the configuration settings to the Exchange servers, this log may prove useful. We have successfully run the Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard. Let's open the configuration file and quickly browse the contents. Note that all the Management Pack Configuration Wizard configuration settings that we selected are present. For example, we can search for the mail flow settings we configured. Here we see the mail flow configuration for the sending server, Seattle DCEX-02. It will be sending mail to the receiving server, Seattle EXBE-02. We can also see the name of the test mailbox that we created. This is the mail flow configuration for the receiving server, Seattle EXBE-02. It will receive mail from the sending server, Seattle DCEX-01. The name of the test mailbox is also listed for this server. The only configuration setting that is not in this file is the password for the mailbox account. The password is purposely left off for security reasons. The password can be provided at runtime when the XML configuration file is used as input for the Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard command line tool. The command line interface provides advanced administrators with greater control over the configuration of the Exchange Server 2003 Management Pack. The command line interface supports two major operations: importing a user-created configuration file, or creating a report in the form of a configuration file that shows the current configuration of a server or administrative group. When importing a configuration file, the command line interface supports silent operation and interactive operation. For silent operation, you are not required to enter any information beyond command line parameters. This mode is useful for scripting. To run in silent mode, you must specify, in addition to the configuration file, both the mailbox access account username and password as parameters on the command line. Silent mode can be used if the mailbox access account was previously created. In interactive mode, you must specify, at minimum, the configuration file that you want to import. Optionally, you can choose to specify a mailbox access account on the command line. If it is not provided, the Exchange mpconfig.exe tool will prompt for it interactively. You also be prompted for the mailbox access account password. If the mailbox access account will be created by the tool, you must also specify the location of its Exchange mailbox. Now that we've configured the management pack, we'll navigate through the rule group structure so that you can better find specific Exchange monitoring features. This availability and state monitoring rule group monitors and measures several aspects of Exchange Server 2003 state and availability. This rule group includes the following checks: checks to ensure that the agent can log on to the exchange test mailbox, checks to ensure that all required exchange services are running, checks to ensure that all exchange databases are mounted, and checks for any services that have terminated unexpectedly. The Exchange Event Monitoring Rules Group contains the rule groups to monitor events from the various components of an Exchange server. This child rule group contains a majority of the rules found within the Exchange Management Pack, and they cover most of the core feature areas within Exchange. Most of these rules are based on NTLog events and that are generated by Exchange. The events produced by an Exchange server provide insight into the health of the server, indicating not only when an outage has occurred, but also indications of impending outages if corrective action is not taken. The Health Monitoring and Performance Threshold rule groups monitor server health and performance thresholds. These rule groups monitor the health of Exchange servers by checking for indicators of performance problems or issues that may turn into problems in the future. Alerts are created when a potential problem is observed. These rules provide the ability to proactively monitor Exchange servers in the interest of preventing problems before they become critical. These rules monitor mail queues, free disk space, and other server performance indicators. The Performance Counter Logging Rules Group contains the rules that log information about the usage of the Exchange server and the extent to which the server resources are being used. This can be useful in trending, investigation, and capacity planning. The rules within these rule groups collect information for the Exchange reports. We will cover reports in more detail later in this session. Now let's look at monitoring with the Exchange Management Pack. We just looked at the capabilities of the Exchange Management Pack. Now we will see the value it provides for monitoring. Monitoring with the Exchange Management Pack enables you to identify problems as they occur and quickly respond to them. The Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 architecture includes not only the Exchange-specific components, but also things like the Active Directory directory service, Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, or SMTP, and underlying hardware. The Domain Name System, or DNS, is also a critical element, without which neither Active Directory nor an Exchange 2003 organization can operate reliably. Monitoring the system and preventing and solving errors requires understanding the possible points of failure and how to troubleshoot them. For example, a problem might be that the messages are not being delivered to recipients. The cause of this might be related to the SMTP transport engine, DNS name resolution, or it might be a physical connectivity issue. The Exchange Management Pack accelerates the diagnostic process by including alerts, filters for events, rules for tracking common problems, reports and statistics, and technical background information in the knowledge base articles. With all these Exchange Management Pack tools combined, you can implement a comprehensive, centralized approach to monitoring an Exchange 2003 organization. The Exchange Management Pack, combined with MOM 2005, provides complex filtering and viewing tools to help you monitor events related to your Exchange organization. MOM includes two default event views that can be accessed from the Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 Operator Console. Collected events from monitored servers are listed in the event view. The events include information in addition to warnings and errors. Using this view is a quick way to discover events that occur across many servers in the organization. MOM-related events dealing with scheduled tasks are listed in the Task Status view. This view lists general information, warnings, and errors. You can filter events in this view based on criteria such as matching words, category, or severity. The Exchange Management Pack includes rules to monitor performance indicators such as mail queues, disk use, CPU load, and other thresholds. The MAPI rule group checks whether a MAPI client can log onto the Exchange database. Implementation of this rule group enables verification of both the Exchange database and Active Directory availability. This data is used for the Exchange server availability report. The mail flow rules verify mail flow between exchange servers. The mail flow verification rules function only when the one-point service is running as a local system account. You can use the rules to set up each Exchange 2003 server to send mail to other servers running Exchange 2003 and to receive mail from another server. You can also configure it to send mail back to the same server. If the mail flow between servers is interrupted, a notification is sent when an error occurs. As we saw earlier in this session, MOM 2005 and the Exchange Management Pack include product knowledge related to alerts. You can use this information to help identify the root cause of the problems that cause alerts to be generated and to prevent these problems from reoccurring. We will take a closer look at monitoring Exchange. In this demonstration, we will examine monitoring Exchange with the Exchange Management Pack. We will briefly review some of the additions of the Exchange Management Pack before we create a failure and then respond using MOM. The Management Pack adds 6 new computer groups, which are provided to help organize your Exchange servers to make them easier to monitor. It should be noted that at least one Exchange server should be placed into the Microsoft Exchange Topology Discovery Computers group, so that it will perform the actual discovery and populate the topology. The state monitoring view gives you a quick heads up about the health of the network. Each computer receives a rating in the critical categories such as memory, operating system, and Active Directory, as well as specific applications such as SQL and Exchange. You can click a particular category to view a server status in subcategories. When it is imported, the Exchange Management Pack begins to monitor the servers that are running Exchange in your environment. However, some scripts require configuration. Sometimes during the configuration, you may get some errors that you aren't sure how to troubleshoot. Problems with the Microsoft Office Outlook Web Access 2003 and Microsoft Outlook Mobile Access logon verification scripts are one of the issues that our customers sometimes see. The Exchange Management Pack provides several rule groups under the Availability and State Monitoring rule group that encompasses synthetic logon testing. These rule groups simulate a mailbox logon using one of our mobility technologies, such as Outlook Web Access, Outlook Mobile Access, or Exchange Active Sync. Due to the complexity of this synthetic logon process, we sometimes see errors reported in MOM indicating that the logon failed, even though it may actually be possible to log on to Outlook Web Access by means of Internet Explorer. At first glance, it appears that the logon was unable to find the Exchange virtual server, therefore logon failed. However, we know we have an Exchange virtual server, and users use Outlook Web Access every day to check their mail when they are out of the office. So what is the error actually telling us? First, we can check the product knowledge on this alert. As it happens, there isn't a lot of information on this particular problem in the knowledge base. This issue is typically caused because SSL is not enabled on the OWA virtual directory, or the MS Exchange default domain attribute has not been set for the virtual directory. We'll now create a failure on the Exchange front-end server, and later we will see the results of that failure and respond using MOM. The network card for this server was defective and had to be replaced by one of the Contoso administrators. When configuring the new card, the administrator accidentally entered the incorrect IP address for the DNS server. We'll return to this demonstration a little later to see the results of this configuration. The type of environment you manage can affect how you monitor with the Exchange Management Pack. There are four potential ways in which you can monitor an Exchange 2003 organization with the Exchange Management Pack. Choose one based on your needs. Though managing systems and services is most efficient and scalable with agents, there are always situations where agent bits cannot be installed on a certain population of managed devices. MOM 2005 provides the ability to manage devices agentlessly. In an agentless environment, no agents are installed on the Exchange servers being monitored by MOM. MOM automatically monitors your servers without first installing an agent. The Exchange Management Pack will monitor performance counter and event-related problems in this environment, but cannot run scripts. If you plan to monitor servers that do not have agents installed, you must be aware of the limitations of this configuration. By default, the Exchange Management Pack will only monitor servers in which the MOM agent is installed. If you want to monitor agentless servers, you must manually add each agentless server to the appropriate computer group. The computer groups are as follows. Microsoft Exchange 2000 Server Backend, Microsoft Exchange 2000 Server Frontend, Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Backend, and Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Frontend. In a centralized environment, a single location contains servers, routing groups, and administrative groups. This helps reduce administrative overhead and also enables convenient monitoring. For example, a centralized environment can have a front-end and back-end architecture with users in a central location who have MAPI access for their Outlook clients, and remote users who use Outlook Web Access and connect through the front-end servers. For centralized environments with up to 2,000 servers, the single management group topology provides a fitting, centralized administrative model. This MOM topology can monitor one or more domains and contains one or more MOM management servers. For enterprises monitoring fewer than 50 computers, a single configuration group topology can be used with a single computer that is running all MOM components. For larger organizations, MOM components can be put on different computers. A distributed environment extends the centralized environment concept by giving locations control over their systems. In a distributed environment, routing groups and administrative groups are monitored from various locations. An example of this is a corporation after a merger. The separate messaging systems might require separate administration and monitoring, in addition to established routes for message flow, or a merged system might require access by two different departments. Multiple configuration groups enable monitoring of multiple locations in a distributed environment. To allow for uniform data gathering, MOM has a feature named multi-homing that lets you configure agents as members of more than one configuration group. For example, many enterprises are made up of organizations with multiple departments that are responsible for managing different aspects of a server. One group might monitor security issues, and another group might monitor only servers that are running specific Windows applications, such as Exchange. A hybrid environment combines centralized and distributed environments. For example, suppose you require all mailboxes to be in a central location, and you also want to let other locations have control over different server resources, such as public folders. This is an example of a hybrid approach that combines both centralized and distributed environments. Monitoring in this scenario is similar to monitoring a centralized environment. Tiers of configuration groups and alert forwarding can be used to monitor multiple physical locations from a central point. Alert forwarding facilitates this monitoring by creating a hierarchical monitoring infrastructure. Alert forwarding is used to achieve centralized monitoring by forwarding only alerts and the events that are associated with those alerts. Alert forwarding enables consolidators in one configuration group to send alerts to another configuration group, which creates an efficient hierarchical alert management structure for large enterprise networks and can reduce network bandwidth requirements. MOM supports a two-tiered architecture, a zone configuration group tier to a master configuration group tier. Implementing more than two tiers is not supported. A master configuration group can support up to 10 zone configuration groups with up to 120,000 alerts per day forwarded to the master configuration group. Designing and operating a multi-tiered topology requires significant team effort and coordination to implement processing rule changes and configuration changes. There is also the Exchange Intelligent Message Filter Management Pack available for MOM. Intelligent Message Filter, or IMF, is based on Microsoft Smart Screen technology from Microsoft Research. By using email characteristics tracked by Smart Screen technology, Intelligent Message Filter can help determine whether each incoming email message is likely to be an unsolicited commercial email message, also known as spam. Based on this likelihood, you can choose to block email messages at the gateway or at the mailbox store. Microsoft has shipped a management pack for IMF that utilizes MOM. It is available at www.microsoft.com/downloads as a free download. There is also an update to the Intelligent Message Filter Smart Screen Filter, which contains updated spam characteristics that improve the ability of Intelligent Message Filter to block spam. Because MOM 2005 manages your enterprise from a centralized location, you can use it to view the performance data from all your gateway servers running IMF instead of collecting performance counters from them individually. This makes it easier to monitor the entire IMF system. With improved reporting, accessible from any workstation, MOM can give you a clearer idea of the effectiveness of your anti-spam strategy. Setting regular intervals and having reports stored to track the spam volume over time gives you a better picture of how your anti-spam strategy is working. Since MOM centralizes management activities, management of IMF can work in conjunction with management of your entire enterprise. Compare the level of spam and the queue length of your exchange servers to determine if spam reduction could increase performance. Having a centralized management point makes monitoring and administration of Exchange servers and IMF much easier. The Exchange Management Pack helps you to better respond to alerts in your Exchange environment. In this demonstration, we will see how to respond to alerts with the Exchange Management Pack. We will now see the results of the failure we created on the Seattle EXFE-04 server. Because the server is using an invalid DNS IP address, MOM should be displaying alerts about this server. Again, we can use state monitoring to get a quick idea of how the server is doing. We will sort the alerts for this server by the last time modified. One of the first alerts that we see after changing the DNS IP address is this warning that the domain controller servers are not responding. This doesn't give us very much information. We can view the product knowledge to get more information on this alert. Here it says that the DS access component on the Exchange server found no domain controller suitable for LDAP queries. If we look at the causes, we see that this can be caused by the Kerberos ticket timing out, the Manage Auditing and Security Log write being removed for the Exchange Enterprise Server's domain local group on some or all the domain controllers, or by all the intra-site and extra-site domain controllers being down or unreachable. We can see the resolutions for this alert directing us to address each possible problem. This includes running the Exchange setup with the /domain-prep switch to reassign the SE security privilege write to the Exchange Enterprise Server group and looking for DS access events 2070 and 2080 in the event logs to gather more detailed information. Rather than follow these resolutions for this alert right away, we will examine other alerts that reported at the same time as this one because these alerts may all be related to the same problem. First, we'll acknowledge that we viewed this alert. This warning tells us that DS Access returned an error on Active Directory notification. By viewing the product knowledge, we see that this event is displayed in the application event log with the Exchange server and is unable to access the domain controller. Like the previous alert, the most likely cause of this one is that the Kerberos ticket timed out. It can also be caused by an incorrect DNS configuration. To resolve this, it is recommended that we ensure that both the primary and alternate DNS servers listed in the Exchange Server IP properties are up and running and that they have been configured properly. We should also check the domain controller to make sure it is running properly. We will acknowledge this alert and look at another. This error states that a new topology cannot be generated and that discovery failed. The product knowledge tells us that the topology cannot be generated and that the topology discovery failure is usually a sign of a serious problem and it should be investigated immediately. Possible causes are listed as all local domain controllers are down or not resuitable, network problems prevent the Exchange server from contacting the domain controllers, or permission problems. To resolve this, it suggests checking local domain controllers and network connections and looking for accompanying events that may provide more information on the problem. We are seeing a trend with regards to the connection to the domain controller and possible DNS issues. Let's acknowledge this alert and look at one more. Now we see a service unavailable alert regarding the MOM agent service failing to heartbeat, although the server did respond to a ping. Here we see that this alert means that the server is not sending a heartbeat to MOM management server, but it's possible that if it reports to more than one management server, it may be successfully reporting to another management server. The cause of this may be that the computer is unavailable, the domain is unavailable, the MOM service is unavailable, or the agent was uninstalled from the computer. To resolve this, it is recommended that we ping the computer, verify that it still exists on the network, and verify that the MOM agent is running. We will acknowledge this alert and then begin to troubleshoot the problem using some of the information we received from the product knowledge base. First, we will ping the server to verify that it is still running and has connectivity. We see that the server did indeed respond to the ping and it still exists. Because we saw that these alerts could be caused by the domain being unavailable, let's remote desktop into the domain controller and verify that it is up and running. The domain controller responds to the remote desktop. That is a good sign that it is running and still has connectivity. We will log on to the domain controller and verify that it is running properly. We will verify whether the DNS server is still running. Here we see that the service is still running. At this point, we will assume that the problem is not with the domain controller or the network in general. We will now investigate the Seattle EXFE-04 server. It responds to the remote desktop, so we will log on and investigate further. We'll use ipconfig to see what IP address is being used for the DNS server. We can see that the IP address was entered incorrectly. Now that we know what is causing the problem, we can fix it. We will enter the correct IP address for the DNS server. We will save the new configuration and then verify that this server can resolve names again. If we ping the domain controller by name, we see that it replies successfully. We will now log off this server and end the remote desktop connection. We can now mark the service unavailable alert as resolved. We'll enter a brief description of the problem where the DNS server IP address was incorrectly configured on this server. We'll also set the state of the all domain controller servers are not responding warning to resolved. The DS access warning will also have its state set to resolved. Finally, we will set the new topology cannot be generated error to resolved as well. Now we have successfully responded to a failure using the new rules from the Exchange Management Pack. Now let's look at reporting with the Exchange Management Pack. Now that we have examined monitoring, we will review how the Exchange Management Pack can be used to report on your exchange organization. Let's look at what the Exchange Management Pack offers for reporting. Over 30 ready-made Exchange reports ship with the Exchange Management Pack. When you download and expand the Exchange Management Pack file, you will find that reports are contained in a separate XML file. You import the reports into MOM by the Import-Export feature found in the MOM Administrator console. The Exchange reports are broken down into 5 categories. Those categories and typical reports found within them are as follows. Health monitoring and operations. This category contains reports on availability, database sizes, disk usage, and so on. Protocol usage. Here we see reports detailing the usage of services such as the Information Store, MTA, POP3, IMAP4, and so on. Traffic analysis. These are the typical top 100 style reports by size, domain, and message count. Capacity planning. This category contains reports such as client logons per day, messages sent per day, and so on. Mailbox and folder sizes. Here we see useful reports such as the top 100 mailboxes and highest growth mailboxes. You can also customize and create reports to fit your needs. MOM 2005 reporting is now based on SQL reporting services and not access reporting as it was in MOM 2000. The use of SQL Server provides a number of features, including easier extensibility and customizability, report level security, report scheduling, and web-based reporting. Reporting is therefore improved, and you can customize existing reports and create your own reports using visualstudio.net. You can also export these reports into a number of different formats, such as HTML, Excel, PDF, TIFF, CSV, and XML. Additionally, users can subscribe to receive selected reports at regular intervals. These reports can then be delivered automatically by email, meaning that it's easier to share your availability and performance statistics with your management. It is useful to understand how data becomes available for reports. Basically, MOM has two databases, the main MOM database and a separate reporting database. Data is moved from the main MOM database to the separate reporting database by SQL Data Transformation Services, or DTS, job, which is performed by a scheduled task that runs once every 24 hours at 1 a.m. Reports are then produced against data held in the reporting database and not the main MOM database, which is deliberately kept smaller for operational efficiency reasons. A lot of the scripts to collect exchange data do not run until after the SQL DTS job is started. This means that if you run a report first thing in the morning, it could well be missing some exchange data that you require due to the timing of the SQL DTS job. Consequently, you can consider changing the SQL DTS job to run at 5 a.m. instead of 1 a.m. to ensure that you get all exchange data sooner. There is a new service level agreement scorecard solution accelerator available for exchange using MOM 2005. Microsoft solution accelerators include tools and automation to help you improve service implementation and post-deployment operation. The SLA Scorecard Solution Accelerator for Exchange using MOM 2005 provides you with an executive dashboard that you can use to measure and trend service availability and workloads across multiple server roles in an Exchange server messaging environment. This solution also enables you to define desired service levels and identify the cause of service outages. With the SLA Scorecard Solution Accelerator, you can configure service level agreement SLA targets by server role. It uses aggregated MOM 2005 data to compare actual availability to SLA targets that you have defined. You can view the data as trends by week, month, and year. You can also export service outage details to Microsoft Office Excel for detailed analysis. In addition to reports, several performance and activity measures provide you with the detail about messaging infrastructure activity and use. Correlating this data with availability data helps you determine the causes behind SLA targets that aren't achieved. With this information in hand, you can fine-tune your infrastructure components to more effectively achieve the SLA target. Similar to the availability metrics, each measure can be reported by a trend by week, month, or year. The SLA Scorecard Solution Accelerator is slated for release in fall 2005 as part of the Microsoft Exchange Service Management Solution Accelerator. Now we will take a closer look at reporting with the Exchange Management Pack. In this demonstration, we will review the reporting console and then create a custom report. The Exchange Management Pack includes several reports to help you quickly identify exchange issues. We will review these reports and then examine the components of the reports in more detail. In the Exchange Management Pack, all data that is used for reports is stored and read from the data warehouse. Agents on each Exchange server run scripts that read data from multiple data sources, such as the event logs, and then writes the data to the operational database on the MOM management server. Each day, a Data Transformation Services, or DTS, job automatically transfers data from the operational database on the MOM management server to the data warehouse. This page contains all of the reports available for MOM, including reports from any management packs. We will review the reports that come with the Exchange Management Pack. There are five categories of reports: Exchange 2000 and 2003 Health Monitoring and Operations, Exchange 2000 and 2003 Protocol Usage, Exchange 2000 and 2003 Traffic Analysis, Exchange Capacity Planning, and Exchange Mailbox and Folder Sizes. You can use the Health Monitoring and Operation reports to analyze database sizes, disk usage, mailboxes, server availability, and the configuration of the Exchange servers. For example, you can list database sizes for Exchange servers where database size in megabytes is presented for each server, storage group, and database. Let's run the Exchange Disk Usage Report to get an idea of the kind of data that is available. This report provides data about servers running Exchange based on disk performance counters, presenting daily averages for each counter. We will export this report to an HTML file so that it is easier to view. If we expand the description, we can see a more detailed description of the report and a list of the rules used to collect the data for this report. If we view the details of the report, we see disk usage per server, per day. The report tells us the average disk usage rate during the day, the highest average rate, and the time of day that had the highest rate. This is the data connection used by the reports from the Exchange Management Pack. It connects to the System Center Reporting SQL database on this server. The next group of reports we will examine is the Exchange 2000 and 2003 protocol usage. The protocol usage reports obtain data about usage and activity levels for the mail protocols that are used by Exchange, such as POP3, IMAP4, and SMTP. You can also obtain usage and activity level reports for Exchange components, such as the Microsoft Exchange Information Store Service, Mailbox Store, Public Folder Store, MTA, and Outlook Web Access. These reports use key performance counters for operations conducted in a specific time period. The report includes data for Exchange 2000 servers only when the Exchange 2000 Management Pack for Microsoft Operations Manager is installed. Let's review the Exchange 2000 and 2003 traffic analysis reports. The traffic analysis reports summarize Exchange mail traffic patterns by message count and size for both recipient and sender domains. For example, the report Mail Delivered Top 100 Sender Domains by Message Size provides a list of top 100 sender domains sorted by message size during a specific time period as reported in the Exchange message tracking logs. These reports also only include data for Exchange 2000 servers when the Exchange 2000 Management Pack for Microsoft Operation Manager is installed. Now let's look at the Exchange Capacity Planning Report group. By analyzing your daily client logons and messages sent and received, in addition to work queues, the Capacity Planning Reports show the Exchange server resource usage and help you plan for current and future capacity requirements. Finally, we'll look at the Exchange mailbox and folder sizes reports. You can use these reports to monitor the size of Exchange mailboxes and folders, and to determine your highest growth areas. The reports in this category include the top 100 mailboxes by size and message count, and top 100 public folders by size and message count. Let's run the Highest Growth Mailboxes report. This report summarizes the Exchange mailboxes with the most growth during the specified time period. Again, we'll export the report to an HTML file to make it easier to read. Here we can see a list of mailboxes showing us the initial and final message counts, along with the initial and final sizes of the mailboxes. By viewing the properties of a report, we can learn more about it. We can also export the report to a report definition file that we can then use to view the report design in more detail or even customize it. We will save this report definition file and then import it into VisualStudio.net to learn more about it. We'll use VisualStudio.net to edit the report definition file for the Highest Growth Mailboxes report. First, we'll create a new project that will contain the report we want to view. Let's name the project Highest Growth Project. We can create a new report in one of two ways. We can use the Report Project Wizard to create a new report from scratch. We can connect to the same data source as the Exchange Management Pack, but we wouldn't be able to use the report definition file that we exported, at least not with the initial report creation. We can also create a new report manually by selecting Report Project. At this point, we just want to examine the report definition file, so we use the report project template. First, let's configure a data source for our project. We'll connect to the Seattle MOM O2 SQL Server and use the System Center Reporting Database, which is the same as the Exchange Management Pack reports. We'll test the connection before we complete the data source to verify that it is a good connection. As we saw earlier, the Exchange Management Pack reports use a data source named SCDW. This name is hard-coded into the report definition file, so we need to rename our data source to use the same name. Now that we have our data source configured, we'll import our report definition file into our project. Let's browse to the report definition file that we exported earlier. Before we do anything else, we will rename the report. We'll just add the word test to the existing name. Now that we've imported it, let's take a look at the report definition file. First, we'll examine the layout of the report. Here we see the title and the description of the report. Let's change the title to differentiate it from the existing report. These two fields represent the date range that can be entered and the server selection drop-down menu. Finally, we see the data fields that make up the detail of the report. Let's review the data used for the report. Here we see that the current date dataset is displayed. The data set provides the getDateRange function so that a user can enter the date range for the report. These two data sets cover the server entry and sorting fields for the report. This data set is used to populate the data displayed in the report. As you can see, there are no tables here. A query string is used to define and display the data for this report. Before making changes here, you should be familiar with writing queries and with various tables, views, and functions used by the Exchange Management Pack. We will modify this report by adding a new column. The Exchange team would like to add a column reflecting the number of new messages for each mailbox. This new column will measure the growth of the message count for each mailbox. To do this, we have the initial message count value subtract the latest message count value. This way, the report will show the growth in the number of messages in addition to the size of the mailboxes. We can now preview the report to verify that it works. First, we can tell that there were no errors generated by the report. Here we can see our new column, and it appears to be working properly. Before we move on to the next step, let's save our project. Now we're ready to deploy the report to the report server. Before we can do that, however, we need to specify a valid report server URL for this project. We'll use the Seattle MOM server, which is our report server in this environment. Now we can deploy the solution, which will deploy the report to the report server. Here we see that the report deployed successfully. Let's switch back to the report manager and view our newly deployed report. Our report was deployed to the root of the reporting server, so we should move it so that it is grouped with our other MOM Exchange reports. If we look at the properties, we find the ability to move the report. We'll move the report to the Exchange Mailbox and Folder Sizes folder, which contains the original report. The report has been moved, so we'll now view the report. As before, We will export the report to an HTML file to make it easier to read. Here we see our modified report. It now shows the growth of user mailboxes as measured by the number of messages and the size of the mailboxes. We have successfully customized an Exchange Management Pack report and deployed it back to the report server. Now let's return to the MOM operator console and look at our Exchange topology. The Exchange Topology Demo Group was created for this demonstration. It's a simple group that contains the four servers in our Exchange environment. When we first look at the diagram, we only see our Exchange Topology Demo Group. Here we see the status of the Exchange Topology Demo Group as a whole. You can expand the diagram and view the individual servers contained in the computer group. We can see the status of each server, and if we point the mouse at one of the servers, we can see some basic information, such as the fully qualified domain name, IP address, Windows version, and status. To display the Exchange-specific diagram, we need to access the Diagram View properties. The first property we'll look at is the Diagram Type. This specifies which diagram will be used. We can choose from the Computer Group Containment, which is what we have already seen, or the Exchange Diagram, which is tailored to fit the Exchange environment. We can specify the routing style, which determines how objects in the diagram are laid out on the screen. The styles include straight, network, center to center, org chart, north to south, and tree, north to south. The node placement style allows you to specify how the nodes are placed in relation to the MOM management server. The styles include undirected, west-east, north-south, south-north, east-west, and circular. You can also specify how far apart the nodes are placed. The options include shallow, medium, and deep. You can also specify the rendering quality for the image. The options are high speed and high quality. Now let's return to the diagram and view the Exchange topology. As you can see, the diagram has changed to reflect our Exchange environment. The new Exchange diagram view allows you to quickly view the topology and health of your Exchange environment in graphical format, giving you information such as those servers that require attention and the specific role performed by that server. Each server has two icons. One gives the current state of the server, and the other shows what role the server has. Use the legend if you encounter an icon you don't recognize. Now we can see that we have four Exchange servers, but one is configured as a front-end server. The servers all have various states. Routing group boundaries are also shown. If we had more than one, we could see the connection between them. We can see that this routing group is the first administrative group. You can also receive more information on routing group connectors if you point the mouse at them. The tooltip contains information such as the bridgehead servers that have been defined on the connector, the cost associated with the connector, and the name of the connector, and so on. By pointing the mouse at a server object, we can see the additional information such as the fully qualified domain name, IP address, Windows version, Active Directory site, administrative group, number of mailboxes, routing group, Exchange version, and the current status. You can also go directly to other views from the diagram view. Similar to the state view, you can access additional information specific to a server. From here, you can view alerts, events, computers, and performance data. Another benefit of diagram view is the ability to export the diagram to a Microsoft Visio format. You create a copy of the diagram view, but in a visio.vdx file. This can be helpful in ensuring that your Exchange topology diagram is always up to date. Now let's view the Visio file and see what the exported diagram looks like. Here we see that it looks exactly as it did in the MOM operator console. Again, if we had multiple routing groups, they would all be represented here. The tooltip information is also exported to Visio. This concludes our session on Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 for Exchange deployments. This concludes this session on the Exchange Management Pack. Knowing the tasks that you can do with the Exchange Management Pack helps you to identify opportunities to streamline IT operations in an Exchange 2003 organization. Monitoring with the Exchange Management Pack enables you to identify problems with your Exchange environment and quickly deal with them. Reporting with the Exchange Management Pack allows you to be proactive in avoiding problems with your Exchange environment. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, there are some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/TechNet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/MGT-31 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. You can find some informative books on the Microsoft Press website, such as the Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Administrator's Companion, which provides guidance for installing, configuring, and managing Exchange Server 2003. Secure Messaging with the Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 covers the foundations of Microsoft Windows and Exchange architecture and covers the Exchange Server security, including a discussion of communication and client security. There are also a number of good books from other publishers. Mastering Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 is a comprehensive reference for those who need to install, configure, and administer the multifaceted operating system. Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Unleashed is a complete reference targeted to intermediate to advanced users for help in managing the complicated and business-critical matters of email, messaging databases, and ever-increasing mobile and remote system access. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, or MOC, which includes e-learning, MS Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support, and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Managing Your Infrastructure Using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available to help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared to others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments from Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP, you can choose to go and become a fully certified System Administrator, MSCA, or System Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dias, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/TechNet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet Columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.